All right, so I'm getting lots of information and none of it's about your ankle. So I need your words, please. Describe your ankle for me. Do you have limited movement?
I did at first, and I've been, you know, doing various things to it so that I've got it pretty much back, but it's still swollen. Not like it was, but it's still swollen.
Okay, hold both legs out for us. Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, can you see the swelling?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, let's see if we can get it visible. That's always fun when you get those. Okay, so now even though your ankle doesn't... okay, so here it comes now. Let's see that's. Okay. Even though your ankle's not twisted or swollen, you're still going to say the same words with us. This is called borrowing benefits. Your subconscious will flip it into whatever you're working on. Okay? All right, so everybody ready?
Okay.
So where did this happen?
In the den. In our house.
Okay.
Sitting in a chair, got up, and the carpet is kind of pulled,
mm-hmm.
and I got my foot in under it, and then my full weight on the side of my ankle.
Okay.
It hurt.
Okay. Even though.
Even though.
This really did happen.
This really did happen.
In my home.
In my home.
I was in a chair.
Should have been safe.
Felt safe. Didn't expect to get hurt. Didn't expect to get really hurt. Getting up out of a chair. This really happened to me. And it really ticks me off. And it really frustrates me. And it was so unexpected. And I couldn't undo it. And in that one moment where I really wanted to undo it.
And I knew I couldn't.
Any trauma I'm holding.
In this right ankle.
From my frustration. Over such a stupid thing. I'd like to let that go now.
No, I wouldn't.
It irritates me.
I should have known better.
I should have fixed it.
I should have been paying attention.
All the shoulds.
I'm storing in my right ankle.
Wouldn't it be amazing if Helen can tap that out? I don't know if I can let it go. All the shoulds.
Shouldn't have happened.
Should feel better by now.
I'm shoulding all over the place.
All the should.
I'm holding.
I'm storing.
In this right ankle.
I want to love and accept me.
Anyway.
No, I don't.
I'm impatient.
I don't have time for it.
I don't do injury.
That is not my identity. I give care.
I'm strong.
I'm independent.
And I help myself.
Having a sprained ankle.
Demanding my attention.
Just ticks me off.
I want to know.
Loving compassion.
For this right ankle.
No, I don't.
I'm in a hurry.
Whatever this right ankle is trying to communicate to me. I want to skip that part.
I want my legs.
My ankles.
My feet.
To serve me.
Without thought.
All this attention.
This ankle is needing.
I don't like it.
I want to know great compassion.
For this physical body.
No, I don't.
If I go there.
I'll be exhausted.
I don't want to go there.
This right ankle.
This swelling in this right ankle.
The way I twisted my body.
The exhaustion in my left neck.
Again,
I can't describe what that is. This
attention.
Attention.
In my left trapezoid.
In my left trapezoid.
I'm seeking to realign.
To realign.
All parts of me.
All parts of me.
Into loving compassion.
Loving compassion.
For this body.
For this body.
I'm seeking to release.
I'm seeking to release.
All cellular memory.
All cellular memory.
Of pain.
Of pain.
I'm seeking to release.
I'm seeking to release.
All cellular memory.
All cellular memory.
Of the trauma of pain.
Of the trauma of pain.
I'm storing in my spine.
I'm storing in my spine.
In my skin.
In my skin.
In my muscles.
In my muscles.
In my tendons.
In my tendons.
In my nerves,
in
all the fibers,
all the fluids,
in this ankle.
In this ankle.
This really happened to me.
This really happened to me.
And it's really sad.
And it's really sad.
It's hard for me,
it's hard for me.
To slow down.
It's
not an option.
It's not an option.
I have responsibilities.
I have responsibilities.
I trust this body,
to accomplish a great deal.
I want to be
in full
alignment with ease, strength, healing, peace
in this body.
I'm seeking to release
all cellular memory
of the insult,
the trauma of the insult,
of such a stupid accident.
Doesn't make any sense.
Can't see any value in it.
Any cellular memory
I'm storing
of the trauma,
the emotional trauma
of a stupid accident,
a ridiculous event.
An unnecessary doing.
I want to love and accept me.
And release.
All resistance.
All judgment.
All regret. All resentment.
That carpet.
It's out to get me. I'm going to name it Jaws.
It was laying in wait.
Planning.
The evil carpet.
I want peace.
In my body.
In my mind,
in my ego,
in my emotional body,
in my physical body.
Even though
I'm holding a lot of
tension at the base of my skull.
And it's true.
My whole spine.
My whole system.
My muscular system
has to compensate
for this one ankle.
This right ankle.
Even though I want to call it
a slacker,
wouldn't it be nice
if I could allow
compassion,
ease,
love
into this right ankle,
even though. Have you had any dental work on the left upper recent?
No.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Is yours up front then?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, now because this is tied in somehow. Okay, but good. We hold yours in there too. Okay, even though
my body
is now saying
all of it.
I want relief.
I want relief.
From all painful memories.
From all painful memories.
All painful dental memories.
All pain.
From the left side,
of my jaw,
my neck. When I fell, I did turn.
I did land hard.
I did land in an unnatural position. Because it's not natural. To fall down, getting out of a chair. And now that I can laugh,
I'd like to release
all cellular memories.
Of physical trauma
and emotional trauma
from physical pain
stored in my body.
All this memory.
Memory
in my teeth,
in my jaws,
in my muscles,
all this cellular memory,
all this emotional memory.
Okay, are you doing okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Even though
I have sharp, intense pain
on the left side of my head,
I'm seeking
to create,
to allow,
to receive,
to share
great healing
of all physical insult
I have participated in.
Doing things when I'm tired.
Not receiving help.
Not asking for help.
Not putting myself first.
Expecting more from me.
Than anyone else ever would.
Any trauma.
Physical trauma.
Emotional trauma.
That I'm holding.
I'd like to let that go now.
Life is hard.
I'm okay with it.
Life is hard.
I'm seeking to know ease.
In this physical body.
Even though life is hard.
I want to tell my right ankle.
I believe you.
It's hard.
You probably want to rest.
You probably love the attention.
But here's the deal.
I got the message.
You no longer need
to hold all this swelling,
all this trauma,
all this insult on top of injury,
in my right ankle.
I hear you.
I acknowledge you.
I validate you.
It's safe for this physical body.
To release
excess trauma.
Excess swelling
in this right ankle.
In this left side of my body.
My neck.
My jaws.
My temple.
All the times.
I've held.
The intensity
of physical burden
in my body
for me
for others
I'm seeking to release
all attachment
to stress
all resentment
to physical stress
this physical body
this physical body
I'm seeking to support
this physical body
This right ankle.
All cellular memory.
Of the challenge.
Of being in a physical body.
In a life.
That is demanding.
And responsible.
And hard.
And sometimes.
A great physical burden.
For me.
And those that I love.
All conception.
All perceptions.
A physical burden.
I'm seeking to release that now.
I'm seeking to release that now.
I want to know ease.
I want to know healing.
I want to know comfort.
In this body.
I deeply and profoundly
choose.
To know great compassion,
acceptance,
non-judgment
of this body.
Okay,
big deep breath. Okay, how are you feeling?
Good.
Any memories come up?
Yeah. Not except for seeing the fall and stuff.
Okay. Okay, and there's something about a doorway. Did you trip going through a doorway that you remember?
Not this time.
But the last time?
When I was, in the 70s, I fell down a flight of stairs and landed with my head against the door jamb because it was like an interior stairwell. So
okay, I'm not letting you go until I do that real quick. Okay, guys, hang on 1 second. All right. Even though it's hard to believe. I went down the stairs.
Face first.
Not proud of it.
Not proud of it.
It was really shocking.
I'm seeking to clear
All the shock.
All the shock.
Of the way it sounded.
Of the way it sounded.
Of the way it felt.
Of the way it felt.
My brain registered.
My brain registered.
Stairs.
Stairs.
And my feet.
And my feet.
Didn't have an opportunity.
Didn't have an opportunity.
To do the normal thing.
To do the normal thing.
This really happened to me.
This really happened to me.
Anything I'm storing in my body.
Anything I'm storing in my body.
From trauma.
From trauma.
From memory of trauma.
From memory of trauma.
Of going downstairs.
Of going downstairs.
The hardest, most painful way possible. I'm seeking to release that now.
It really happened.
It was frightening.
It was
horribly painful. And I had to tell people. Because my face showed it.
All that attention.
And I felt stupid.
And I felt embarrassed.
And I resented the whole thing.
Any attachment.
I'm still holding.
To judgment.
I want to let that go now.
I fell down the stairs.
I smashed my face.
I'm not proud of it.
It really happened to me.
It was really painful.
Physically.
Visually.
Mentally.
It was painful.
It really is over now.
It really is over now.
I fell down the stairs.
The stairs won.
My face lost.
My muscles lost.
My ego lost.
I fell down the stairs.
It was very unpleasant.
It really did happen.
And it really is over now.
It's safe for me
to be in this physical body,
even when
I get out of a chair.
In my own living room.
I want to love and accept me.
And this crazy experience
of being in a human body.
In a physical.
Funny.
Unusual.
World of contrast.
Okay.
Big deep breath.